Let's go to an organisation that really has struggled in the last little while, BHP Billiton. Now, the San Marco disaster in Brazil quite clearly damaged the company's reputation, and it also would have spent enormous amounts of management time trying to effectively do the right thing there. There's no doubt in BHP's board or its management team's motivation to try and do the right thing. But from a terrible, terrible situation, you then wonder, well, how much time have you got to devote to the things that really matter in your business, like creating more cost efficiencies in iron ore or trying to, you know, get your oil assets right or something like that. Let's now go to John Dury, who is a writer and columnist for the Australian newspaper. Good with his time. Many thanks for your time this evening, John.
Hi there, Russ.
The big thing here is the dividends. Just explain to people the progressive dividend policy that was previously pursued and why they've now decided to change their policy.
Yeah, look, I must admit, I get confused about this debate because to me what's happened today was pretty obvious. The progressive dividend, all during the mining boom, BHP and Rio and the big mining companies were criticised because they weren't paying out enough in dividends, and instead they're pouring the money back into buying new mines or increasing production or whatever, and they weren't giving the shareholders anything. So they had this clever idea, they'll bring in the progressive dividend, which meant that every half year the dividend would go up by a set percentage, and shareholders could expect that they'd be getting more in dividends. Today, BHP changed that, and we're back to what their base policy is, a 50% payout ratio, which means that 50% of earnings will be paid out in dividends, which is... to me, just a rational policy. And we should compare, this compares to like the big banks, they tend to pay out 70 to 80% of their earnings in dividends. So BHP's still on the low side.
I was going to say that mining companies, big mining companies like BHP, have traditionally been very poor dividend payers because it's always been perceived by management that rather than giving the capital back to the shareholders, they're far better off and will get a far higher return for those shareholders by investing it into new mining assets. So that's generally the policy that sort of they follow. So it seemed a bit of an about turn when they decide to become dividend payers like, you know, Telstra or like the banks.
Exactly. And, well, I think there's a good reason for this. One analyst, Peter O'Connor, said today that BHP's got an asset base of $100 billion, and they produced a profit today of 713, which it isn't really, it's a pretty lousy return on those assets. So for all those years that BHP was saying we can't pay you dividends because we're going to look after the money better than you can, they haven't really done it.
The other point also is what happens now to this dividend, because we know that people would not have necessarily gone and been attracted to BHP Billiton shares as a result of its dividend policy. But the fact is that the share price has been punished because of the big fall in commodity prices. The share price bounced today, but that seems to me to be largely off the back of iron ore prices popping back above $50 US a tonne overnight. I mean, it's one of these points where these things are just cyclical. You've got to go with the cycle. And if you're not prepared to go for the cycle, for the highs and lows, then you really shouldn't be in them at all in the first place.
You're precisely right, Bryce. That's a very good analysis. And clearly you don't go to BHP for dividends. But what's going to happen in the future is this time they said, well, we'll have got a 50% payout policy, but that would have only given you 7 cents a share. So they've added another 9 cents from free cash flow. So you actually got 16 cents. But from here on in, we can expect pretty miserly returns from BHP.
So tell me this. I mean, the board really pushed this this dividend policy. What's the future for the management? What's the future for the chairman, Jack Nasser, in particular?
Oh, well, look, I think he'd be fine, because to me it's a rational move. I think when you say Jack in particular, I think Jack's coming up to the end of his term at BHP, and so I think we could expect some changes there. Andrew McKenzie's pretty new in. We had another management sort of reshuffle at BHP today, and a couple of their senior executives took a walk, and others got promoted, but I think Andrew McKenzie would be safe there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch it. John Dury, the writer and columnist for the Australian newspaper, you can see his column tomorrow, no doubt about BHP Billiton as well.